that did it. This cat was trying to play games with me, and I'd taken all the trash I could stand from him. So instead of answering or adjusting my position, I issued a growl and launched myself into the middle of a stupid tree, a very large stupid tree, which had looked very much like a cat lurking in the darkness, only it wasn't. I don't know how the little pest had managed to fooey. Did it hurt? You bet it did. It hurt big time. Scratched the soft, leathery portion of my nose and brought tears to my eyes. But they were mostly tears of joy, for I'd had the pleasure of... Never mind. It hurt. Then I heard his voice again, somewhere in the darkness. Obviously, he must have been moving around, trying to confuse me.
Sorry, Hanky. I tried to warn you.
I paused for a moment, searching my mind for a stinging, witty reply that would wound him even more than the tree had wounded my nose. After 30 seconds of really heavy concentration, I gave it up and had to settle for, "Shut up, cat!" And with that, I whirled around and marched into a wandering bush that had somehow... Hey, don't forget, it was very dark out there, and that was the whole point of my mission, right? It was so dreadfully dark that no dog in the whole world could have seen where he was going, and before somebody got hurt, I needed to get that sun barked up right away. Chop, chop. And so it was that I managed to snatch a moral victory out of the jaws of defeat and left the cat sitting in the ruins of his own shambles. I don't know why I'd even bothered to speak to him. Trying to communicate with cats was a waste of time, a teetotal waste of time. And I had much more important things to do than... Boy, that tree had really messed up my nose. It throbbed with every step. Kitty Kitty would pay for this. I finally managed to push Pete's nonsense out of my mind and poured all my vast mental insurgencies into the morning's mission, barking up the sun 30 minutes ahead of schedule. It was a very important mission. The world was lost in a great blinding darkness. Only the head of ranch security could save it, and I just happened to be the right dog for the job. Little did I know that... better not say...